Hi, Meiji Cassidy. Welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. This is Series 2, Episode 12, and the title to today's episode is Repeating Dysfunctional Behavior Patterns. Let's get to the heart of it. How many of you repeat the same fucked up, dysfunctional, dark behavior patterns in your life? Come on now. I did it. I did it for years. I'm probably still doing it on some level and don't realize it yet. And I did it with dozens of dysfunctional behavior patterns for many, many years in my life. And I'm not going to lie, it sucked. I mean, it really sucked. And the reason that it sucks so bad is because you keep getting the same fucked up results. What is the definition of insanity? People say doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. Well, that's what happens when you repeat your same dysfunctional behavior patterns. The good news is I learned how to change, and change is the key here. If I learned how to change, anybody can learn how to change. And with that change came new ways to experience life without all the drama and all the bullshit. Let's talk about a few of these really, really messed up behavior patterns and see if we can learn something about ourselves today. The first one I want to talk about is thinking other people's reaction to life is all about me. What I had to learn is that people's reaction to life is really about them and what they are going through, not about you. Now, with that being said, you may be the person that triggers that reaction in them, your words, your actions, your behavior, and it may cause them to react. But that reaction is not about you, it is about them. And the same thing goes for you in your life. When you react instead of respond to someone, you are reacting from something in your past, not from that person in that moment. And if you really start evaluating your own behavior and your own behavior patterns and your reactions, you'll begin to see that. When you believe that everyone is reacting to you, an element of guilt can creep into that and cause you to feel responsible for the world. And you're not responsible for anyone except for you. I call that classic codependency. So basically, you be responsible for you and let other people be responsible for them and their reactions to you and to life. That's the first one. Other people's reactions to life is not all about me. Let's move on to number two. Number two is believing that life is happening to me instead of understanding that I am creating it. Wow, I believed that for a very, very, very long time into my adult life. That is called victim mentality. When you believe life is out to get you, everyone's out to get you, and everything bad is always happening to you, you've got to get to a place in your life, if you want to change it, to understand you're creating that. You're either doing it on a conscious or subconscious, and probably both level, because we have all this nonsense going on in our subconscious that we don't even realize is there until we realize it's there. And that subconscious energy and those subconscious thought patterns are causing things to happen in your life. And that sucks. I mean, when I first learned that and figured it out, I was like, well, God dang, how, if I don't know they're there, how do I change them? Well, you have to become aware that they're there, and it takes time and effort and hard work. That's all I'm going to say. It takes effort and hard work and a lot of self-reflection. A lot of self-awareness before I was able to really begin to understand how I was affecting and creating the chaos in my own life. I used to be addicted to chaos. Now I don't like chaos, but for a very long time, because I grew up in it, I was addicted to it. And that was something I had to come to grips with and had to face the reality to, and then learn how to slowly change it. The next one I want to talk about is choosing dysfunctional relationships. This is a huge, huge, huge pattern of behavior that a lot of people in the world repeat over and over and over. I mean, how many of you are running for the door right now because you're like, yeah, I do that shit in my life? I have been the queen of this behavior pattern, and damn, I did do a good job of it. I'm not going to lie. You show me a man with 15, 20, 30 red flags, and just baby, bring him to me now. Just bring him on over at, you know. But in reality, that is what I did for a very long time. I try to not do that now. Probably why I've been single for so many years. What I've learned about this is that the people we choose to be with in close relationships is really a mirror of how we think and feel about ourselves on the inside. Now, you might think that's hard to believe, but stop and think about it. Think about the person you are closest to in your life and ask yourself if how they treat you is a reflection of how you feel about yourself on the inside. Because the universe, it's programmed this way. We can't get out of it. This is the way the matrix is programmed. And I can tell you, I used to believe and believed for a very long time that no one really loved me. Didn't matter what someone said to me. It didn't matter what my husband said when I was married at the time. Deep down inside, I really never believed he loved me. And it wasn't because he did not love me. It was because subconsciously, that is what I believed. No one really loves me. And that is what the universe was reflecting back to me. It wouldn't have mattered, honestly, what he did for me. I still believed that until I recognized it and changed that belief system. And that was a hard one. That was a really tough one for me to change. Because I'd believed it for a very, very long time, my whole entire life, from the time I was a little big child up through my adult life. And it was difficult. So think about it for a minute. If you're in a loving, kind relationship, you probably love yourself. If you're not in a loving, kind relationship, you probably need to take your emotional temperature and ask yourself, do I love myself? Am I taking care of myself? Because the universe is really just a mirror reflecting back to you what you think and feel in here. Sometimes that is a hard thing. That's a hard reality sometimes to face and to digest. But it will help you if you will think about it and understand it and realize what's going on in your life, in the relationships around you. So I want you to know that you can break these dysfunctional cycles in your life. If I can do it, you can do it. Anybody can do it. It just takes some work and effort. And the first step really to doing that is to just recognize them and be honest with yourself about your dysfunctional behavior patterns. You got to know they're there before you can do something about them. That is step one. Step two is to choose a different belief system. So you can't just say, well, I'm just gonna kick that one to the curb. You've got to fill that space inside of you, that belief system inside of you, with something better, preferably just the opposite. Let's use me for an example. When I used to believe nobody in the world loves me, I had to change the belief and begin to tell myself and really believe, yes, there are people in this world that love me. But really what I had to do first was start loving myself first. That was the first step for me. Love yourself, take care of yourself, show yourself love before I was able to then accept love from the outside world. The third step is to implement the new belief system in your life and monitor it. Don't think the new belief system one time and then forget about it. Monitor it. You may want to write it down. Look at it every morning until it becomes a reality inside of you, which will then become a reality on the outside of you. That mirror, again, it works in a positive way as well as it works in the what you may want to think of as a negative. It's not a negative, but it feels like it is. And I have three stickies right now on the mirror in my bathroom that I look at several times a day. I read them, I think about them, and I let them sink into me so that they become a part of my reality to make my life better. And that new belief is changing my life in ways that are making it better. You have to create new habits that benefit you and that will create a better life for you. You have to do that yourself. It's not going to just miraculously happen. You have to create that better life for yourself. It takes a little bit of practice, but you can do it. I believe in you. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Because believe me, I was the queen of dysfunction. I was the queen of being fucked up. It's taken me a lot of years of hard work and persistence. But you know what? It's paid off and it's still paying off. I'm still working on me. I'm still unraveling some of my dysfunction, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. The good news is that I keep moving forward. I keep feeling better every day, and life is good. Now I feel good inside. I can actually feel inside versus being numb. I was numb most of my life, and now I can feel. I am E.G. Cassidy. Thank you for joining me today, and have a great day.